You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, part of the Underground Radio Revolution, with DJ Frederick. Johnny Toupin with Love Me here on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And every week we take a trip through the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'll be back with today's featured album right after this.
Allegheny Moon. You're listening to The Lennon Sisters from 1956, and you're on the Sound Beat.
Romance tonight, so shine, shine, shine.
If you're a Saturday Night Live fan, you've probably seen the Lawrence Welk skit with Fred Armisen as the venerable bandleader. The skits feature the fictional Merrill sisters of the Finger Lakes, but they're a nod and a wink to the Lennon sisters of the Pacific Ocean, Los Angeles. The Lennons, Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet, were really sisters. That is, they are sisters, and they're still performing. Though Diane and Peggy have retired, and younger sister Mimi has filled in, in 2001, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. So how do they feel about the SNL skits? It just cracks everybody up, said Janet. It's hard for us to believe we're kind of an American institution. It's a refreshingly tolerant reaction. If you haven't seen the skits, well, let's just say you would understand if they'd been received poorly. Judge for yourself right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library.
Well, if you're a regular listener to the Radio Thrift Shop, you know that I sometimes have a featured LP from the past 100 years of recorded sound, and today we've got something really different. It's an album called Fresh Country Apples, and it is by the Washington Apple. I'm going to read you the liner notes. When the Washington Apple first started, the idea was to write and record some unusual contemporary music for radio commercials about Washington apples. The music the group created for the commercials was good, very good. People heard it, liked it, and asked to hear more. And that's what this album is all about. The group includes Jeanette Marble, vocalist, Joe Halleck, keyboards, Tom Chapman on guitar, David King on bass, and Scott Schwenninghost on drums. All members of the Washington Apple grew up and worked in and around the orchards of central Washington state. Very interesting. So this is a whole album of music, yes, about or related somehow to apples. It was, I'm not sure exactly when it was released. I don't see a release date here. I'm guessing sometime in the early to mid-1970s. So we're going to hear some tracks over the course of the next hour by the Washington Apple from their album Fresh Country Apple.
Love. Blossoms, apple leaves, those delicious wines and prunes. Pick some up and take some home. Apples, British apples, apple core, bound them all.
Thank you.
two beautiful tracks of music by Samuel Romero from a privately released CDR back in 2014. We heard La Canzone del Pan and Amaria. And before that, we heard the first two tracks off of the Fresh Country Apples LP by The Washington Apple. We heard Fresh Country Apples and Apple Core Baltimore. Just amazing stuff. We're going to hear a few more Apple-related songs a little bit later in the program from this quite unusual LP that was produced to promote, you got it, apples from Washington State. And I could go for some apple cider right about.
Exploring Science and the Sea. It may never serve as the mascot for a football team, but the longhorn boxfish still grabs your attention because two pairs of horns extend from its body. One pair extends from the top of its head, although the horns go forward instead of sideways like those of the well-known cattle. And the other extends backwards from the bottom of its box-like body. But there are more intriguing things about the longhorn boxfish than its horns, the way it feeds, its tough skin, and the deadly toxin it produces to ward off predators. The fish is found around reefs in the Indian Ocean and the Western Pacific. It grows up to about 20 inches long and has colorful skin. It eats algae and other tiny organisms, including small fish, shellfish, and worms. It flushes out the larger prey by squirting a jet of water at the sandy bottom, blowing away their cover. The longhorn is a slow swimmer, so it's easily caught. But most predators stay away from it. That's because it produces a neurotoxin when it's startled. It excretes the material into a layer of mucus that coats its skin. That skin might be its most interesting feature of all. It consists of a series of scales that are held together by connectors that are a bit like zippers. That structure makes the skin strong and tough, but lightweight and flexible. A few years ago, in fact, researchers said that engineers might learn a thing or two about making new materials by studying that skin, something that's much more interesting than the longhorn's long horns. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by Chuck Nash Auto Group in San Marcos, Texas. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
If you're a regular listener to the Radio Thrift Shop, you kind of know that we do a number of things on this show, and I do it very low-key. I play music, and that could be anywhere from folk to jazz to easy listening, psychedelic classic rock, old 78s, scratchy music, old dusty albums and 45s that we pull out of the attic. And I also tend to do something about radio, the medium of radio, from its inception back in the late 1800s until... oh, what's happening now? Got a little bit of radio news for you. One of the radio stations that I grew up with and really enjoyed listening to was WMEX, 1150 AM. That was out of Boston, Massachusetts. And they played a lot of top 40 hits, a lot of good stuff back in the 1960s and 1970s. And apparently they are going silent, so that's a huge, huge loss that the AM signal has gone silent due to an expiration on the lease of their transmitter site in Waltham, Massachusetts, and their inability to sign a new lease for that site. So they've gone off the air as of June 30th at 6 p.m., and that's really sad. I'm going to play you just a little bit of audio from back in the day from WMEXAM in Boston, Massachusetts.
Today, because of all the beautiful weather out there, 42 degrees, you should be out walking around with a portable radio on. 2:15 on the John H. Show. It's once again sing-along time. When was this song? April 69. Hair. Remember the Cow Seals and Barbara, their mother?
She was. She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy.
Why I'm a hairy guy.
Why or where?
noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright.
He's got the frizzies.
I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
Pour him some damage.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling.
Turn up the radio, sing along on Wimax.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming.
Those were the cool days of AM radio.
Davis, our newsman, is a freak just like me, and even he likes that song. You know, next to the Partridge Family, the Cow Seals sound like Stevie Winwood and Traffic. Or
what's it take? We keep rapping about great music at the lowest price.
All right, some very, very cool music from 1971, recorded off of WMEX AM in Boston, a radio station that will be greatly missed. This is the new era of underground radio, the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
So great. watching a film of the book doesn't help anybody. So we just walk on, singing on a different song. I can't explain the part being to fall. Now thinking as to the sky, seemingly spaceless, and dreaming wider than wider ways to explore.
Another track from our featured record here on the Radio Thrift Shop, The Washington Apple with Blues for Jay from their album Fresh Country Apples. And before that, we heard the band Ithaca from the UK, which went through a number of incarnations. They're also known as Friends, also known as Agincourt, and also known as several other names. But we heard the Ithaca incarnation of the band, the tune called Times. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. If you have any comments, questions, or requests, you can email me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
There's a highway telling me to go where I came from. Such a long way, I don't even know where I am. Such a long way, long, long way, gonna sit around you. It's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here all right. Tomorrow I'm gonna hang my feet in a stream. My world is real, yours a dream. And the highway, I'm gonna sit around you where I am. And it's easier to stay here, think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here all right. Time now, sit alive ain't my cup of tea. That's fine now, some take it like goes to the sea. Needing highways, highways. I'm gonna sit around you where I am. And it's easier to stay here. Think I know my way here. I'm gonna lay here. Gonna sit here writing a song. Every time one comes along, I'm alright. Gotta be alright.
Words are flying out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Cruise of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Side of letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way.
across the universe. Jagaroo-deva, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Limitless, undying love, which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
Nobody will care. hides there, doesn't she know there's love? She just rides there, taking all the sides there, doesn't she know there's love? And she
the track Ode to Corey from the Fresh Country Apples LP by the Washington Apple, our featured record here on the Radio Thrift Shop this week. Before that, we heard the portable 44th Street Flower Factory with Bob Durow, the amazing Bob Durow, who did all of those Conjunction Junction and Multiplication rock songs, and just an incredible musician of his own right. And that was, of course, a cover of the Beatles' Across the Universe. We started off with the incomparable Jim Sullivan. Huge mystery about whatever happened to Jim Sullivan. He was such an amazing musician and talent. We heard the tune from 1969 called Highways. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. If there are any film fans out there not yet seduced by the charms of Hal Ashby's 1971 dark comedy, it's time to end all that. Harold and Maude now shows up on many best films lists and has become a touchstone film for its generation. Harold and Maude is a love story, but with a catch. The young man in his early 20s is obsessed with death. The woman he loves, almost 60 years his senior, is irrepressibly obsessed with living life to the fullest. They are the perfect match. 79-year-old Maude Chardin is played by the beloved Ruth Gordon, the ever-free-spirited veteran of stage and screen. But Court, and his wide-eyed virginal deadpan face, hilariously underplays spoiled little rich boy Harold Chasen, whose particular antics we dare not reveal lest we spoil the fun. You might also recognize an uncredited Tom Skerritt as a hilariously befuddled motorcycle cop. Young UCLA student Colin Higgins wrote the Harold and Maude screenplay as his master's thesis, and Cat Stevens cemented his career by providing the delightfully reflective soundtrack. Altogether, a truly masterful team effort, yielding a truly remarkable little film full of big laughs and quirky surprises. If you want to sing out, sing out! Harold and Maude, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
We've got one more track by the Washington Apple. It's called Another Day. That's going to close out this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. So thank you for listening and wishing you many, many blessings. And remember, turn your radio on.